So we know that more dangerous than an external enemy is an enemy that is from within. If there is someone that is within the home or within the business that is an enemy, then you got to be on your guard all the time and make sure that that person or that enemy is out, because it's from within. And sometimes we fail to identify who the enemy is. So like that, one is the external enemy, and that is shaitan, and the other is the internal enemy, which is the nafs. So there is this mujahada that we will have to make with the nafs. The nafs is not allowing us to complete our ma'amul, or to complete our zikrullah, or to complete the tilawat of Qur'an Majid. Now that little striving against the nafs, that little exercise that we are engaging in against the nafs, now that is what will give us the closeness of Allah Ta'ala and will make us rise. So when it comes to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, durood upon Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, it should be our ma'amul, it should be our daily practice that we should salat and salam to Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. An easy way, if we don't have a ma'amud, if we don't have a set practice of making zikrullah or engaging in zikrullah, is that at least after every salah, before we get up from our places, at least if it is 10 times that we recite Durood Sharif to Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And let us remember that when we send Durood upon Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, salutations of salat and salam, then it is no benefit for Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. We are the ones that will benefit. In fact, Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam informs us that person who sends once salat upon Nabi to Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Allah Ta'ala rewards him with 10 blessings. So whose benefit is it? It is nobody else but our own benefit. So therefore, regularly make this ma'amul, make this habit. For instance, even if there's something that is urgent that I have to leave immediately after salah, I can't even sit for a few moments, for a few minutes, or for a few seconds more, then I have to walk out of the masjid. Now when you're walking from the musalla to the door, you're not talking to anyone at that time. So at least at that time, whilst you're walking out, then finish that 10 times. That 10 times of Durood Sharif, or if you're reciting the Kalima Tayyiba. So there shouldn't be any excuse. Then from there we're getting into our vehicles. And it is not something that we have to speak whilst we are in our vehicle. And many a times it could be possible that we are alone. So what stops us from engaging in zikrullah or completing our ma'amul or sending salat and salam Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam? So it is, you know, it's just a matter of being conscious about, you know, the time that Allah Ta'ala has given us. If we can only manage our time correctly, if we can only manage our time correctly, then there will be so much more that we will be able to get out of our time. You know, how is it that you know, people that in the past and even some present will find that it is the same 24-hour day and night. It is not that they had 30-hour day or 40-hour day. But how is it that they, within the same amount of time, and they were also human beings like myself and you, that we, they had the needs of eating, sleeping, resting, earning, everything else. But in spite of that, they could sometimes, some of them engage in 1,000 rakats per day. Some of them made one khatam per day or per night. Now sometimes when we hear this, then we think that, you know, these things are far-fetched. And, you know, people in those centuries, in the bygone eras, they could engage in these types of things. So leave the Khairul Qurun, or the best of times, that is Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, then the Khulafa, leave that era, leave the era of the Tabi'een and the Tabi'e Tabi'een, leave the era that came after that, We're not even talking of over a century. We're not talking going back 30, 40 years. We're not talking of going back 10 years. I'm talking of going back maybe 20 days or 20 nights. Going back 20 nights. There was a message someone sent that somewhere in Azad, or like this incident, or this something that took place, that where a person started the Taraweeh after Isha, of course, and by Fajr time he completed the Quran Majid in Taraweeh. And the beauty part is this, that in one rakat he read 28 paras. In one rakat, 28 paras. 8 hours of continuous standing. We're not talking of last century and 20, 30 years ago. And, you know, generally my comment when I hear things like this, then, no, but you know, that person, you know, he could do it, or he's like, maybe he's a young person, so he could stand and do it, you know, now I'm going old. So just to clear that out of my mind as well, this particular person was 70 years of age. And a person wants to do it, and Allah gives the tawfiq. So it's not something that is far-fetched. It can be even done now. Allah gives the tawfiq when there is muhabbat for the Qur'an Majeed, when there is muhabbat for Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Then why wouldn't a person be able to achieve this? When we have love for our grandchildren, then how, you know, notice how maybe sometimes not for our children that much, but for our grandchildren, we have so much of time. We go out of our way. Things that we didn't do for our children, we do for our grandchildren. Sometimes you find the children complaining, but you didn't do that for me, you're doing for your grandchildren. What must we do? That is how it is, you know. So, however, the love, the muhabbat, make you do it. So it is muhabbat for Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And that will be the driving force. That will be the driving force. And these are the things that will take us closer to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And one thing very effective in getting the muhabbat of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is ittiba'i sunnat. Is ittiba'i sunnat. That is to emulate the sunnahs of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. There's a friend that phoned recently, and alhamdulillah, he narrated a dream in which he mentioned that he saw Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the latter part, or the end part of the dream, was there was something that was some fruit or something of that nature that needed to be sliced or cut or whatever. So he attempted cutting that fruit. And there was another youngster or someone. So he said, no, this is not how Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam cut it. So he wanted to know the interpretation of the dream. I don't know interpretations of dream. But however, this could be indicative towards some sunnat of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which is being missed out in our lives. We need to contemplate. And then something Allah Ta'ala put to mind was just to ask him that what is his method of eating, whether he sits on the dasturkhan or whether it is using the table and chair. So there he acknowledged, let's see, you know, I'm using the table and chair, but it was for a valid reason. And what was that? He says, because I've got problem with my knees and whatever. So I use it. So Allah Ta'ala put this in mind to tell him that fair enough. But if you have got that problem, whether it's arthritis or gout or whatever it may be, and you can't sit on the floor, then not a problem. Use the table and chair. But nothing stops you from making your children sit on the floor. Make the children sit on the floor. The most, most will happen is that you'll have to put two dastarkhans, one on the floor and one just put on the table. But for the muhabbat of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, is that any price to pay? So he said, because it was related to some fruit and that is connected to eating, so Allah Ta'ala just put that to mind. So this is, we don't know which sunnah can gain us, you know, the salvation on the day of Qiyamah. Therefore, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentions, لَا تَحْقِرَنَّ مِنَ الْمَعْرُوفِ شَيْئًا, that any action, do not regard it as insignificant. You don't know which sunnah or which action can gain you salvation on the day of Qiyamah. Which action is loved in the court of Allah Ta'ala. Sometimes outwardly, it seems, you know, it is what it, but it is that, I mean, listen, in the Hadith Sharif, we come to know of that evil woman who fed or gave the thirsty dog water. And what happened? What was her character? What was her background? What type of a woman was she? An evil type of a woman with evil character, evil traits, evil habits. But just this one action was so much loved by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that that became a means of her salvation. So that is why it is mentioned that the rahmat and the mercy of Allah Ta'ala, it looks for an excuse. It looks for an excuse. Some excuse in Allah Ta'ala's rahmat and forgiveness, Allah Ta'ala gives, Allah Ta'ala forgives the person. Little things Allah Ta'ala forgives the person. So however, coming back to Durood Sharif, make it a habit to recite Durood Sharif upon Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. It will gain us the closeness of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. It will gain us the qurb of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And as we are mentioning, implementing the sunnats of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam in our homes. And this great noor in it. You know, today, there's so many homes, you know. Today, in today's Taraweeh, there was one ayat of the Qur'an Majeed that was recited. And that is, وَمَا أَصَابَكُم مِّن مُصِيبَةٍ فَبِمَا كَسَبَتْ أَيْدِيكُمْ وَيَعْفُوا عَنْ كَثِيرٍ. Allah Ta'ala mentions, you know, this is a world, a cause and effect. A person, he falls ill, he falls sick. And then one is, he wants the sickness to be treated, but he also wants to know the cause of that illness. What is the cause of this illness? And then, if there's need for him to abstain from certain things or whatever, then he would. So, today, if you look the world over, whether it's 1, 2 and 3, or whether you went 3, 2, 1, meaning that whether you take an individual, or whether you take a family, you take a town, or a city, or a province, and then you go from there to a country, and from there worldwide, international. Or whether you look at the world events, and then come back to the country and town and whatever, you'll find everywhere there's turmoil. Everywhere there's turmoil. You know, things that one wouldn't expect, you know, it wouldn't even cross a person's mind that a person can do such a thing. These things are happening. You know what, you know, we speak of Zamana Jahiliyat and the period of ignorance. I mean, in the period of ignorance, what happened? وَإِذَا الْمَوْءُودَةُ سُئِلَتْ. Before the advent of Islam, right? What was the condition of those? Some of them would bury their daughters alive. Okay, we hear that. And sometimes, you know, people pass comments on that and, you know, they refer to this as Jahiliyat and, you know, these people. So fair enough, it was like that. But how far are we away from that period today? If not, we are worse. If not, we are worse. I'm not telling you something, you know, that has transpired maybe ages ago or decades ago. I will tell you of something that has happened maybe days ago, if not weeks. And what is that? Can you imagine, can one imagine a mother burning her own daughter a mother setting her own daughter alight. Can you imagine dousing her with petrol and then putting her? It's beyond imagination. And let us go beyond that, say that it is not a non-Muslim's action, but it is the action of a Muslim. And not a Muslim in a non-Muslim country, it is a Muslim in a Muslim country. And on what grounds? Is it that because she left the fold of Islam, that is why I must treat her like this? Or is it that she committed such a major crime and a guna due to which she must be punished like this? These are not fairy tales, realities which I am telling you. It is just because, you know, like we have, you know, we have different family backgrounds. So the daughter got married in a family which was regarded by them someone that was inferior. Just because of that, the nikah, everything was made. On some pretext, the daughter was called home. And listen to this. This is what the mother did. Eventually, set her alight. And it didn't stop there. The same mother goes out on the street and announces it, that this is what I have did. What is this? This is the condition of the world today. And we are not talking of ghair Muslim. We are talking of Muslims. So we need to understand that these are the halat and conditions. So when these, now if you take that one is globally, if you see what is happening in the Muslim countries, in the Muslim world, what is happening? If you look at the tyranny, you look at the oppression, look at all these things. And let us come right down in our own homes. Today, how many homes are there that are safe from problems, difficulties, arguments, fights? There's so much, so many complaints. Now, all this, there must be some cause, there must be some reason to it. You know, on one occasion, the daughter of Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala, in the name of Asma, who was the sister of Sayyidina Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha. So she had a headache. And let me listen to it carefully, and all of us. Because, you know, when we experience problems, then I always say that, you know, but why it's happening to me? What did I do wrong? We're not talking of an ordinary woman. We are talking of the daughter of Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala. So she had a headache and she put her palm onto her forehead, onto her head. And she said, she commented that this is because of my sins. Bima kasabat aydi. And referring to this ayat of the Quran Majid, in which Allah Ta'ala mentions, وَمَا أَصَابَكُم مِّن مُصِيبَةٍ فَبِمَا كَسَبَتْ أَيْدِيكُمْ, that whatever musibat, calamity, difficulty that you experience, then it is because of your hands' doings, because of the evils that we indulge in, the sins that we indulge in. Now, this is a sahabiyah. And the daughter of such a great personality, now she is saying, what sins they may have committed. I mean, let us compare ourselves to them. That zamana, at the time of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the daughter of such a great sahabi, radiallahu ta'ala, and this is what she is saying. There's one great personality, in the name of Hazrat Shuraih, rahimahullah ta'ala. On one occasion, someone saw him with a bandage on his hand. So I asked him, how did this happen? What happened? Immediately his response was, Bima kasabat aydi. Due to my sins this has happened. Now today, when we have or when we experience difficulties, problems, where do our minds go to? What is causing this? Someone has made jadu, someone has got jealousy, someone has did this, someone has did that. That is where my mind runs to. But in reality, what is it? What is the Quran Majeed mentioning to us? What is Allah Ta'ala telling us? That bima kasabat aid. That it is because of our actions that we experience these types of problems. Yes, there are those that are exceptions to this. The Anbiya alayhimu salatu wasalam, for them when halat and conditions come, these are tests from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's side, and these Allah ta'ala knows best why Allah ta'ala puts them into that condition other than raising the status. And also, the ulama mufassirin mention that from this generalized rule, those that are children, because children also get sick, they also experience difficulties sometimes in their lives. Many things happen to them. So the ulama mufassirin mention that when this happens to children, it is not because of any sins, because they are masoom. Then they mention that this is in order to reward the parents or the guardians of the child, Allah Ta'ala gets it. Or then it is other reasons best known to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. However, for us, those that commit sins, those that sometimes get involved in the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then this is what happens. These conditions befall us because of these types of things. Because of our disobedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, these conditions befall us. However, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq to understand these things, to rectify ourselves, make that little mujahada against the nafs, make that mujahada against the egos, especially of the evil type, and be in the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, acknowledge the ni'mats and the bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Mentioning about salat and salam to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So make this our habit, daily recite salat and salam upon Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Today inshallah we will start with durood e paak upon Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam this Mubarak night, the 21st night. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept the durood sharif that is going to be conveyed to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on our behalf. And let us also remember, when we are reciting this durood, that when the durood paak is conveyed to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, it is such an honor for our parents, those of us who have lost our parents, then it is such an honor for them, because when this durood paak is conveyed, then it is mentioned that this person, the son of certain person, has sent and has conveyed the salam. So it is an honor for us, for our names to be taken there in the court of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, together with the names of our fathers. We can read it, we can read together too. We can read a little loud too, there's no problem. We can read collectively, inshallah. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Salamun ala ibadihi alladhina astafa, salamun ala al-mursaleen. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد وأنزله المقعد المقرب عندك اللهم رب هذه الدعوة القائمة والصلاة النافعة صل على محمد وارض عني رضا لا تسخط بعده أبدا اللهم صل على محمد عبدك ورسولك وصل على المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد وارحم محمدا وآل محمد كما صليت وباركت ورحمت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على آل إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وأزواجه وذريته كما صليت على آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وأزواجه وذريته كما باركت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى أزواجه وذريته كما صليت على آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وعلى أزواجه وذريته كما باركت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد النبي وأزواجه أمهات المؤمنين وذريته وأهل بيته كما صليت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وترحم على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما ترحمت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم ترحم على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما ترحمت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم تحنن على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما تحننت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم سلم على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما سلمت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد وبارك وسلم على محمد وعلى آل محمد وارحم محمدا وآل محمد كما صليت وباركت وترحمت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد عبدك ورسولك كما صليت على آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على آل إبراهيم. اللهم صل على محمد النبي الأمي وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وبارك على محمد النبي الأمي كما باركت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد عبدك ورسولك النبي الأمي وعلى آل محمد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد صلاة تكون لك رضا وله جزاء ولحقه أداء وأعطه الوسيلة والفضيلة والمقام المحمود الذي وعدته وجزه عنا ما هو أهله وجزه أفضل ما جازيت نبيا عن قومه ورسولا عن أمته. وصل على جميع إخوانه من النبيين والصالحين يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم صل على محمد النبي الأمي وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد النبي الأمي وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى أهل بيته كما صليت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل علينا معهم اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى أهل بيته كما باركت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك علينا معهم صلوات الله وصلوات المؤمنين على محمد النبي الأمي اللهم اجعل صلواتك ورحمتك وبركاتك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما جعلتها على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد وصلى الله على النبي الأمي التحيات لله والصلوات والطيبات السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله التحيات الطيبات الصلوات لله السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله التحيات لله الطيبات الصلوات لله السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله التحيات المباركات الصلوات الطيبات لله سلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته سلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله بسم الله وبالله التحيات لله والصلوات والطيبات السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أسأل الله الجنة وأعوذ بالله من النار التحيات لله الزاكيات لله الطيبات الصلوات لله السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله بسم الله وبالله خير الأسماء التحيات الطيبات الصلوات لله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أرسله بالحق بشيرا ونذيرا وأن الساعة آتية لا ريب فيها السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين اللهم اغفر لي واهدني التحيات الطيبات والصلوات والملك لله السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله بسم الله التحيات لله الصلوات لله الزاكيات لله السلام على النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين شهدت أن لا إله إلا الله شهدت أن محمد رسول الله التحيات الطيبات الصلوات الزاكيات لله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأن محمدا عبده ورسوله السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين التحيات الطيبات الصلوات الزاكيات لله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله
أحب الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبد الله ورسوله. السلام عليك يا النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. التحيات الصلوات لله. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. التحيات لله الصلوات الطيبات. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. التحيات المباركات الصلوات الطيبات لله. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمد رسول الله. بسم الله والسلام على رسول الله. اللهم صل على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا ومولانا محمد صلاة تنجينا بها من جميع الأهوال والآفات وتقضي لنا بها جميع الحاجات وتطهرنا بها من جميع السيئات وترفعنا بها عندك على الدرجات وتبلغنا بها أقصى الغايات من جميع الخيرات في الحياة وبعد الممات إنك على كل شيء قدير. These are extremely Mubarak nights, blessed nights. One thing we need to do repeatedly, that is seek Allah Ta'ala's forgiveness. It is something that Allah Ta'ala loves, forgiving the sins of sinners. Turn towards Allah Ta'ala. We all have our weaknesses. Each one looks into his own heart, into his own self. Who is pure, who is clean? It is just Allah Ta'ala's grace, Allah Ta'ala's ihsan. Allah Ta'ala conceals our faults. Allah Ta'ala has put a curtain over our faults. It is His grace, His mercy, His ihsan. It is for us to turn to Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala and use this detergent of Tawbah that Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala has given us. No matter how far we may have gone, no matter what types of sins we may have indulged, the worst of sins that we may have indulged in, don't despair of the mercy of Allah Ta'ala. Never, ever, never, ever think that my sin is too big to be forgiven. Our sins are never too many to be forgiven. Therefore, my Shaykh al-Mawla Yunus Sahib rahimahullah ta'ala, in his du'as, used to repeatedly say, Ya Allah, even if my gunahs are more than the raindrops, even if my sins are more than the leaves of the trees of the world put together, it is nothing compared to the mercy of Allah Ta'ala. This one drop from the ocean of maghfirat of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala is sufficient to wash away our sins. So therefore, thing that we should be doing repeatedly is asking and seeking Allah from Allah Ta'ala His forgiveness, that Ya Allah, You forgive me. I am extremely weak. I have broken Your commands. I have used Your given diamonds and bounties. Night and day, whose diamonds are we using? The bodies that we have, the organs that are all functioning, the air that we need to survive. These are the necessities, the luxuries that Allah Ta'ala has given us. So all Allah Ta'ala's diamonds and bounties and favors. We used Allah Ta'ala's favors. We use Allah Ta'ala's diamonds and bounties And then we rebel, the kids said, Allah Ta'ala. How long will a father tolerate a son like who uses the ni'mats and the gifts that the father gives him and then rebels against the father? The father will kick him out of the home, will disown him. And sometimes some go to the extent of disinheriting them. Although from a Sharia perspective, is another masla altogether. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so kind. In spite of us rebelling against Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah ta'ala does not deprive us of His ni'mat. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala beyond that even conceals our faults. Allah ta'ala hides our faults. What a kareem Allah, what a raheem Allah. Allah ta'ala is there for us. That is why in all the du'as we say that, Ya Allah, we know that you are not there only for your pious servants, for those that are the obedient servants of Allah Ta'ala. If it was like that, then sinners like us, where would we have gone? Which door would they have been for us? There would have been nothing but destruction for us. It is just the kindness of Allah Ta'ala, it is mercy. Allah Ta'ala, weak ones like us, sinners like us, Allah Ta'ala is ready to forgive. Just we need to turn to Allah Ta'ala. Seek from Allah Ta'ala, ask Allah Ta'ala, Ya Allah, you forgive me, Allahumma aghfir li, Allahumma aghfir li, Rabbi aghfir wa arham, wa anta khayrul rahimin, Rabbi aghfir wa arham, wa tajawaz amma ta'lam. Seek Allah Ta'ala forgiveness, read istighfar, astaghfirullah. And if there's something that is haunting us, if I've committed such types of sins in my life, it is haunting me, I feel upset about it, and I feel disturbed about it. Let's turn to Allah Ta'ala and ask Allah Ta'ala, Ya Allah, I know I have committed this evil, my weakness. Ya Allah, you give me the strength now. Ya Allah, you have given the tawfiq to come out of this guna. Ya Allah, you give me the strength now to continue. Speak to Allah Ta'ala. Ask Allah Ta'ala. You'll see how loving you will find Allah Ta'ala. The pleasure that one will experience in the heart by speaking, communicating to Allah Ta'ala, where the person fails everywhere else. Person is failed everywhere else. Nobody wants to give him assistance. That type of a person who has rebelled against his creator, when he turns to Allah Ta'ala, Allah Ta'ala accepts him. There was one person who was a disbeliever, and always on his tongue was Sanam, Sanam, Sanam. Sanam is, you know, it's an idol. That is what was on his tongue at all times. And one day he was in pain. He was in pain. And he's calling out, Sanam, Sanam. Calling out to the idol. And by mistake, involuntarily, came onto his tongue, Samad. Bas, that name of Allah Ta'ala, that attribute of Allah Ta'ala had to come onto his tongue. And there was a call out to him that, oh my Banda, I'm here. Imagine a person who has been in this condition all his life, and just by mistake that attribute of Allah Ta'ala comes onto his tongue. And Allah Ta'ala is reaching out to him. Allah Ta'ala's mercy is directed towards him. So we are the ummah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We are weak. We acknowledge our weakness before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We seek Allah Ta'ala's forgiveness. Let us not justify our sins. That is what is disliked. Don't justify our weaknesses and sins. We are weak. We acknowledge our weakness before Allah Ta'ala. Make sincere tawbah to Allah Ta'ala. This is a night, this is the first night of the odd nights. Let us also start off with this, just as Allah Ta'ala gave the tawfiq to recite salat and salam. That each one of us, whilst we are talking, whilst we are listening, make sincere tawbah from within the heart. Whatever gunas we have committed this far, whatever gunas, whatever type of gunas, make tawbah from every guna that we have committed. That will be the first step. Shall we get the closeness of Allah Ta'ala. If we are not going to be seeking the forgiveness of Allah Ta'ala, and if we are not forgiven, then how are we going to be moving forward? So seek from Allah Ta'ala His forgiveness, and then have in the heart that may Allah is listening to me. May Allah Ta'ala's His mercy is directed towards me. On this Mubarak night, why wouldn't Allah Ta'ala forgive us if we make sincere tawbah to Allah Ta'ala? So therefore, we make sincere tawbah to Allah Ta'ala from all our sins, from our major sins, our minor sins, those that we have committed knowingly, those we have committed unknowingly. We seek from Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala His forgiveness. We ask Allah Ta'ala for steadfastness on khair and on goodness. We make dua that Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala gives us the himmat and the courage to abstain from all types of sins. Inshallah, we will just make istighfar or recite istighfar a few times. And after that, inshallah, we will engage in dua. أستغفر الله ربي من كل ذنب وخطية وأتوب إليه أستغفر الله العظيم الذي لا إله إلا هو الحي القيوم وأتوب إليه أستغفر الله أستغفر الله أستغفر الله أستغفر الله أستغفر الله Let the heart be with the tongue. Whilst we are saying Astaghfirullah, oh Allah, I am seeking forgiveness of all my sins, let the heart be with the tongue, that sincerely deep down have that regret, that remorse, that feeling of pain, that feeling of guilt, that I have did wrong. Oh Allah, I want to be forgiven, I want to be cleansed, I want to be purified, I want to get clean, I want to get close, I want to get your closeness and your qurb and your muhabbat, qurb of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Far too long I have wasted my time in all futile activities and futile things. Ya Allah, I want your Muhammad. And remember that it is Allah Ta'ala's grace, it is Allah Ta'ala's mercy, and it is just because Allah Ta'ala had wanted that we are assembled here, it is His given tawfiq. If Allah Ta'ala didn't give the tawfiq, it wouldn't have been possible for us to have assembled here. And if Allah Ta'ala didn't want to give, then why would He have assembled us? So Allah Ta'ala is ready to give us. Seek from Allah Ta'ala. استغفر الله 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 أستغفر الله ربي من كل ذنب وخطيئة وأتوب إليه أستغفر الله العظيم الذي لا إله إلا هو الحي القيوم وأتوب إليه Repeat after me, especially for our brothers who want to make sincere tawbah. This is no form of bayat or anything. Please just, inshallah, we do very far away from all those things. But just to make that sincere tawbah from the bottom and from the depths of our hearts. Let us for once at least, from the depths of our hearts, say these words and let them come out from the recesses of our hearts. Ya Allah, I am ashamed of the sins that I have committed. I regret the sins that I have committed. Oh Allah, you forgive my major and minor sins. And repeat after me, Ya Allah, I seek your forgiveness from all the sins that I have committed. Ya Allah, the major sins, the minor sins, those committed knowingly, those committed unknowingly. Ya Allah, forgive my sins. Ya Allah, besides you, there is no one to forgive sin. Ya Allah, forgive all of us. He continues saying this whenever Allah Ta'ala gives the tawfiq. Inshallah, you will find that the burden that we are carrying on our shoulders, through the grace of Allah Ta'ala, there will be a feeling of lightheartedness. And then we will be able to take off. This burden is there, we are able to take off. We are just there on the ground. We are all in the same category. We are all in the same. May Allah Ta'ala give all of us His forgiveness. Bless us with the best in both worlds. May Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala forgive our kabair and our sagair, our major and minor sins. الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء وسيد المرسلين سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين يا أول الأولين ويا آخر الآخرين ويا راحم المساكين ويا ذا القوة المتين يا أرحم الراحمين يا كريم الله يا رحيم الله او مسلم الله او مسكري الله او مسفقري الله او مسفقري الله او مسفقري الله او مسمسف الله او مسلم الله او مسكري الله او مستولرت الله Oh, most concealing Allah, Ya Kareem Allah, Ya Raheem Allah, on this Mubarak night, on this blessed night, Ya Allah, you gave two faith to sinners like us to assemble. Ya Allah, if it had not been for your mercy, Ya Allah, it would not have been possible for us to assemble. Ya Allah, it is you that have made us assemble. It is you that have made it possible. And oh my Kareem Allah, it is our conviction and our yaqeen that if you did not want to give, you wouldn't have assembled us. Oh my Kareem Allah, Ya Raheem Allah, a generous person will not call someone to his home and then send him back empty-handed. Oh my Kareem Allah, generosity comes from you. Ya Allah, it is not possible that you assemble us and you set us back empty-handed. Ya Kareem Allah, we are beggars at your door. Ya Kareem Allah, do not turn us away. Ya Allah, but verily for us, there is no other door besides your door. Ya Kareem Allah, we are at your door begging. Ya Allah, let us in. Ya Allah, we are seeking your forgiveness on this Mubarak night. Ya Allah, forgive our major and minor sins. Ya Allah, forgive those sins that we have committed during the brightness of the day. Forgive those sins that we have committed during the darkness. Ya Allah, we continue sinning. Ya Allah, we use your given diamonds and bounties to displease you. Ya Allah, you bless us with these beautiful eyes. Ya Allah, and then you commanded us to lower these gazes. But Ya Kareem Allah, we transgressed, we broke your command, we raised our gaze and we saw those things that you have made haram for us. Ya Allah, you did not make us blind. Ya Allah, had you wanted and had you wasted desires, you could have made us blind on the spur of the moment. But Ya Kareem Allah, how Raheem you are, how Kareem you are, how loving and kind you are. Oh my Kareem Allah, how generous you are, how tolerant you are. Ya Kareem Allah, you did not make us blind when we saw haram. You did not make us dumb when we spoke haram. Ya Allah, you did not paralyze us when we touched haram. Ya Allah, you did not order the earth to swallow us when we walked towards haram. Ya Kareem Allah, you are aware of every action of ours. Ya Allah, not only every action, but the thoughts that went through our minds and hearts, Ya Allah, that also you are aware of. Ya Allah, that evil fantasizing you are aware of.
Ya Kareem, Allah, these absolutely nothing hidden from your knowledge. Ya Kareem, Allah, we have committed sins that we have forgotten our sins. Ya Allah, the way we conduct ourselves as if we have no sins in ourselves. Ya Kareem, Allah, we are in a world of deception. Ya Kareem, Allah, we are at your door begging, let us in. Ya Kareem, Allah, the dog is teased away from one butcher, it goes to the next. A beggar is turned away from one door, he goes and knocks at the next. Ya Kareem Allah, Ya Rahim Allah, don't turn us away from your door. On this Mubarak night, Ya Allah, we are pleading to you. Ya Allah, we are begging of you. Ya Allah, we are begging of you. Ya Allah, we are begging of you. Ya Kareem Allah, you are observing. Ya Allah, you are watching. You know what is going on in the hearts. You know the regret that is in the heart. You know the remorse that is being felt. Oh my Kareem Allah, do not shut your doors of maghfirat and mercy. Ya Kareem Allah, draw us towards you with your power of judgment. Ya Kareem Allah, if you turn us away, then you tell us which other door is there. Ya Allah, there is no other door for us. Ya Kareem Allah, tere dar ke siwa koi dar nahi. Tere ghar ke siwa koi ghar nahi. Ya Allah, there is no other door besides your door. Ya Allah, we will continue knocking. Ya Allah, we will continue knocking. Ya Allah, you make the decision of forgiveness for us. Ya Kareem Allah, we are ashamed of the sins that we have committed. Ya Allah, we want to start a new life. Ya Allah, we want to start a new page in our life. Ya Allah, you cleanse and purify us. Ya Allah, cleanse and purify us. Ya Kareem Allah, besides you there is no one else that we can seek forgiveness from. Ya Allah, you cleanse and purify us. Ya Kareem Allah, through your infinite grace and mercy, cleanse and purify our dirty and blackened hearts. Oh my Kareem Allah, our hearts are God-like rocks and even harder. Ya Kareem Allah, because of our continuous sinning, our continuous disobedience to you. Ya Allah, no amount of tilawat of the Quran and Majeed affects my heart. Ya Allah,